Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Regine from Shelton is. Regine, are you there?
I am here.
Were you like me yesterday, and did you listen to the men's room around 5:40 to hear that cheat sheet?
Normally not, but yesterday I was.
Son of a...
That's what I like to hear. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye.
For those playing at home, Regine has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What country invented gelato?
Italy.
Yes. What do you call a female deer?
A doe.
Yes. Before shortening it to Uber, the rideshare company went by what name?
Uber Cap.
Correct. Zoe Kravitz called off the engagement with which famous actor?
Channing Tatum.
Yes. The quote, Ohana means family, is from what movie?
Lilo and Stitch.
Yes. Barry Sanders played 10 seasons for what NFL team?
Let's see. 49ers?
No.
Jets?
No.
Vikings?
No. What nickname is a person with a particular interest in food called?
A foodie?
Correct. Which continent is the least populated?
Could you repeat?
Which continent is the least populated?
Greenland?
No.
Iceland?
No.
Pass.
How many planets are smaller than Earth?
3.
Yes.
Woo.
Regine, you got 7 correct. And might I add, you did amazing with those cheat sheet answers. I was very impressed.
Well, I made a sentence so I would remember.
Oh, wait.
Don't say it now.
Don't tell us yet. Steve just walked in, so okay. We don't want him hearing that.
With a lot of swagger, by the way.
That was swag.
Yeah. I call it aura. Or Riz, as the kids say these days.
It was something.
Which
was
short for charisma.
Wow.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Grandpa. Yeah. No problem, Sonny. Would you like a Werther's?
Oh, man. Grandpa, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What country invented gelato?
Italy.
Yes. Wow. What do you call a female deer?
Doe.
A deer. Yes.
A female.
Before shortening it to Uber, the rideshare company went by what name?
Uberlicious?
No. I wish, though.
Uber travel?
No.
Boober.
You wished. Zoe Kravitz called off the engagement with which famous actor?
Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah. Why? No.
Oh, wait, no. That's
That'd be
sorry.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
What's his face? Channing Tatum.
Yes. Mm. The quote, Ohana means family, is from what movie?
Moana.
No.
Damn it.
Just because it
rhymes. Confidence.
Pass.
Barry Sanders played 10 seasons for what NFL team?
The Detroit Lions.
Yes. What nickname is a person with a particular interest in food called?
A foodie.
Correct. Which continent is the least populated?
Antarctica.
Yes. How many planets are smaller than Earth?
Five.
No.
Four?
No.
Three?
There we go. Way too late. And that's the decision maker because you got seven. Oh, I'm just kidding. You got six correct, which is a loss. 7-6. That's right. Congratulations, oh, yeah. Team.
Wait, I want to hear. I want to hear your sentence that you made up.
Oh yeah, for the cheat sheet.
Okay. All right. I took an Uber cab with Channing Tatum and Lilo and Stitch.
Aww. Easy peasy.
Those are the answers. I think I got two of those three wrong.
That was perfect. I loved that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You rock.
My first time being able to call in.
Oh, right on. And we'll do it again sometime and beat him next time as well.
Well, let's not get crazy, Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't know before Uber it was called Uber Cab.
Uber Cat. I thought she said Uber Cat. I was like, what? No. Weird I can has cheeseburger name is this?
Uber Cab, which doesn't flow. Uberlicious is way better.
Uberlicious. I need an Uberlicious.
And you eventually got there are three planets smaller than Earth. Yeah.
Okay. And Lilo and Stitch for the Moana.
Ohana means family.
Moana means family.
Congrats on losing, Steve.
What better way to celebrate 20 years of the Men's Room than with a beer? And you can join us in the big release party for the 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing Company coming up on February 7th. It's going to be at Black Raven Brewing Company, and we would love for you to join us at the live broadcast from 2 to 6 p.m. You can get full details on the party at KISW.com. Our phone number is 206-803-ROCK, and from time to time, we ask a simple question of you rockaholics, and we have one to ask right now, but you must be a fan of movies. We promise it is a simple question, and the number is 206-803-ROCK so that we can ask it after Tool.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a website called Collider, and they wrote about essential movies that everyone should see at least once while still hanging out on planet Earth.
Okay.
So what movie came in at number one?
He's looking at you, kid.
Sarah, do you know that one?
Yeah.
No.
He's looking at you, kid.
Danny, you know it?
I believe so.
Sounds old.
Casablanca.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. A movie I've never seen.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm sure it's great.
Steve, do you know it's the number one movie that you should see at least once before dying?
Well, I'm giving you my word that I will never see that movie before I die.
I don't even know what it's about.
A World War II love triangle,
oh,
Sarah?
No.
Have you seen it, Taryn?
Yes, okay, a very good. Long time ago, one time.
This sounds like something you would like, Sarah. A
World
love
War
triangle.
II? You lost me.
Yeah, but love triangle.
I could watch one that was made recently.
Well, this list leads us to want to ask a simple question. And that question is this. What movie do you think everyone should see at least once before clocking out?
Excuse me?
Oh my gosh.
What just happened?
I think we thought he said a different word, but he said hook.
Holy God.
Hook, like, starring Dustin Hoffman Robin Williams, Julia Roberts.
By Robin Williams.
Okay, your phone made it sound like instead of using the letter H, you used the letter F.
Like, you just started with that.
With a very aggressive F word. And I'm like, man, I might have clicked on those thumbnails, but I've never seen the full movie.
Got you.
That's a great movie. Good choice, Ray.
I just had a heart attack, guys.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for my blood pressure going up.
Me too. I was like, that is not what he told me, you guys.
Also, our big boss and Ryan Castle were standing in literally the next studio when that happened. I almost died.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, deep breath. Let's lower our heart rate.
We're good. We're good. Thank you for the dump button. And for everyone on the Odyssey app, you got to hear what we heard.
Our simple question, we're going to ask it to Solomon, who's on 405 right now. What movie do you think everyone should see at least once?
I'm going to change my answer to True Romance.
I love that movie.
Is that Tarantino's first ever movie?
I think it might be.
It's so good.
Yeah. Now, you know, that is a star-studded cast. I mean, it has Val Kilmer in it, which most people don't know.
Is it Christian Slater?
Christian Slater.
Yeah, Christian Slater, Dennis Hopper,
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken, Samuel L. Jackson, James Gandolfini, Michael Rapaport, Bronson Pinchot, Brad Pitt, Roseanne Arquette, Patricia okay. Roseanne Arquette, yeah.
Sean Anthony, we don't need to list every single actor that's in the movie, yeah. Salman. But isn't that one scene where like where it's like the test if someone is actually a good person to be with is the open the door or unlock the door for the person
yes.
test? That's in True Romance, right?
Yeah. But the best scene in a movie ever is where Val Kilmer, where Dennis Hopper and Christopher Walken are in his trailer, and he's telling him a story about how Sicilians were born, and you know.
Oh yes.
It's very
intense. Rock on, very Sullivan. Intense, thank yes. you.
Take care, my friend.
Simple question to Anthony in Tacoma.
And Tarantino wrote it but didn't direct it. Some people are texting him.
Thank you, texters. What movie do you think everyone should see at least once, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, Steve? It's Bandana Guy.
Oh, what's up, brother?
You know, the only movie everybody should see once is the original and only Crow with Brandon Lee.
It's a great watch, and also one of the greatest soundtracks.
Yeah.
Best soundtrack of all time, best film of all time, honestly, best comic book movie of all time, because a lot of people don't know that.
So did you ever watch the remake, or are you just like, I love the original so much that I don't even want to take the chance?
Hey, Steve, would I stab myself in the eyeballs for my friend? No, sir.
I feel you.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question to Adam in Port Orchard. What is that one movie you think everyone should see at least once?
Hands down, Revolver from Guy Ritchie. It's about man's own battle with his ego, and it will blow your mind.
Is that the movie that has Jason Statham with long hair?
Yes.
Okay, I've seen it. It's trippy.
Is that because Jason Statham at once had hair, or was he wearing
a hair piece. I could be wrong, and someone might correct me. I might be on the wrong path with that movie, but yeah. What about you? What's one movie you absolutely need people to see?
I would say, honestly, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, probably.
Why?
Okay. Oh my gosh! First of all, it won like all the awards that year at the Academy Awards. It was like best film, best actor, best actress. Like, it swept the whole thing. It's amazing, psychological, so good.
There's only
Jack Nicholson.
There's only one real answer to this Steve Miggs.
We know what it is.
Yeah, it's Titanic.
It is.
Yeah,
Steve. I will go to my grave never seeing Titanic. You would have to raise a crap ton of money for some good charity for me to be able to sit down and watch Titanic. That and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Like, there's no chance.
You've never seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Clearly, no.
That's very disappointing.
He also hasn't seen Shawshank Redemption either.
Well, no, in all fairness, I watched it, but I fell asleep. And even one person texted in and said, Steve, you need to watch it and not fall asleep because it's actually a great movie.
It is a really good movie.
Rocky.
Oh, geez.
I'm out.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Have you?
Yes.
It's the greatest love story. And story of human triumph.
Okay.
Sorry.
I mean, I would argue that the love story in Titanic is a little bit better. A harmless world record was just broken, but of course, online, people are real pissed. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
People in West Palm Beach, Florida, dressed up as dinosaurs on Friday at the Cox Science Center and Aquarium in order to break a Guinness World Record. The old record. was 252 dinosaurs.
Well, there was an actual record for the most people dressed as dinosaurs.
Steve, there's a record for everything.
You're absolutely right.
Let's see how the dinosaurs did.
Breaking the world record for the most people dressed as dinosaurs.
Today, the Cox Science Center and the city of West Palm Beach, you achieved a grand total of 468 people.
One more.
Congratulations to you all. You are officially amazing.
Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what you define amazing as. One more would have been 469.
Missed opportunity.
Would you do something like this?
Sure.
So if like they said, hey, we're doing a gathering and we have as many people dressed as a dinosaur, you're going to take time out of your day and go do this?
Why not? Then you could be in the book. Yay. That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, if you go to a bar afterwards and you're all dressed as dinosaurs, that could be fun.
A dino pub crawl?
Yes.
Many people do have an opinion about this record-breaking moment, so let's go straight to the comments.
Sent a few of these posts to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out your favorite ones and reenact them however you want, just to show how people get worked up over sometimes the dumbest stuff, including breaking a world record for dressing up as a dinosaur. Are you ready for the first comment?
Rawr.
Yeah, just like Gretzky's 50 and 39, this dinosaur record will never be broken.
Until next year, when somebody gathers 470, and here we go.
What about a news report that's the most irrelevant? Could that be a world record?
Wow, rude.
Yeah, this person just wants news reports on death, destruction, and sadness.
I always hate it. No one's ever happy. It's like if you do that, they just complain that it's depressing. Then you do good news, and everyone's like, eh, this is not news.
Hard-hitting.
Right. And I guarantee that was like probably like, let's just say the newscast goes from 11 to 11:30 in the evening. That feels like that's the 11:25
Yep.
News story. Like right towards the end, maybe right before they check in with the weather for like the seventh time during the news report, which is, it seems like that's... Have you watched local news anytime recently?
Yes.
It's like every other break is the weather report.
Well, sometimes
like,
it's the three-day forecast. Sometimes it's the seven-day forecast, Steve.
Well, they need to get all those forecasts in 30 minutes. It's like, oh, now, before we get to sports, let's go back to Janet with the weather. And I'm like, she already gave the weather three times already. What are we doing? All right, back to the dinosaurs.
Anyone dress as Barney? If not, this record is
I hope there was at least a couple Barneys.
There had to be at least one Barney.
If I did this, I would so be Barney.
I feel like there's probably a lot of those costumes where, like, you put it on, you inflate it. Like, the little
it's got the fan in it.
Yeah.
It's best.
Those are pretty awesome. All right, next comment.
Of course this was in Florida. At least none of the dinosaurs ate any Tide Pods, we hope.
Poor Florida.
I know.
I feel like that Tide Pod story is like maybe 15 years old, and yet they're still living with it.
And the stories just, they just keep coming from Florida. Every time you get some wild story, it's like, well, guess where this one took place?
Yeah, it's not like, where did this happen? You're like, where in Florida did this happen? One more comment about the dinosaurs breaking a world record.
Not only did they break the record of 468 people dressed as dinosaurs, but they also broke the record of the largest gathering of nerds at 468.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with being a dino nerd.
Yeah. Is Barrett big into dinosaurs?
He watches a show right now called Dino Trucks.
Yes.
So the construction vehicles are all like dinosaurs as well. So it kind of scratches both itches. You know, you get your dinos, you get your construction vehicles.
It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex that drives an excavator.
The little guys are called Reptools instead of reptiles. It's pretty cute.
I really just want to be in the writer's room with some of these people when they're just, you know, stoned off their butt coming up with, like, child stuff.
I feel like most of them probably get stoned and go, how can we rip off Paw Patrol but not have it be puppies? I know. We'll have them be dinosaurs. Cool.
There already is a, like, kind of a Paw Patrol ripoff. It's called
Pupstruction. Yeah, we watched that one as well.
Oh, boy.
I know. But then when we were kids, I remember growing up watching Transformers, and the next thing you know, there's GoBots. And, like, there's, like, you're always ripping things off.
Nothing is original anymore.
But I agree with Danny. A lot of marijuana is probably being consumed by the people who make us our children's shows.
Absolutely. Did a politician just admit that politicians drink while on the job? We're going to tell you what's trending after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
as you get up and get moving, trying to keep up on what is going on in the world of pop culture can be very taxing. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There is a clip of Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen that is trending because he had suggested that members of Congress vote drunk all the time.
Huh.
He said this yesterday while he was defending Fox News commentator Pete Hegseth, who's up for Secretary of Defense.
The senator from Virginia starts bringing up the fact that what if you showed up drunk to your job? How many senators have showed up drunk to vote at night?
That laugh is kind of telling. Or people are just like, what the hell's going on? Also, we could ask that same question about radio personalities.
What?
We have a lot more in common with politicians than we realized. Both full of crap and both drink on the job.
Have any of you guys asked them to step down and resign from their job? And don't tell me you haven't seen it because I know you have. And then how many senators do you know have got a divorce for cheating on their wives? Did you ask them to step down? No.
But now your wife wants to talk to you.
Stir in the pot.
It's like gotcha. Some good gotcha moments right there. Mm-hmm. The wildfires are still going on. It's awful. Our hearts go out to everyone over there. And we keep hearing about these good deeds that a lot of people are doing. And some of them are celebrities, which I always think is kind of cool to hear about, like the Steve Guttenbergs of the world that are trying to help out. The latest being former Tonight Show host Jay Leno. Jay apparently showed up to help cook some food with some people. He made an unexpected appearance on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 while he was helping out first responders, because a lot of those first responders aren't getting time to like stop and get lunch. So people are making the meals, making some food for them. And apparently Jay has been doing that as well. And also shared a very strange thing that he decided to drive into the spot where he was making the food. And here's Jay Leno talking with Anderson Cooper.
What you came by to drop off some supplies.
Well, we're cooking for the crew, and well, you guys, if you're hungry, we got a big barbecue going, and because you know,
from Anderson, I'm like, okay, let's stop tape right now. Time to eat some barbecue from Jay Leno,
and because you know they're all getting boxed lunches, and we figure let's get some hot food. So it's kind of fun. I drove a 1941 American La France fire truck, so the guys got to.
Wait, you brought your own fire truck?
My own fire. It's good to have your own fire truck when you live in L.A.
He does have like a ridiculous car collection.
That
but
I knew.
A fire truck?
I didn't know he owned his own fire truck, which I think is hilarious. Like, finally, I have a reason to drive this fire truck. Do you think it's fully functioning? No. It's an old one.
I mean, he's got money, so probably.
Yeah.
You think it has a hose?
1941.
1941. Yeah. We cooked yesterday in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl for the crew there, and we're here today, and we'll get some of the other locations in the next 2 or 3 days. Yeah.
Man, I have not heard Jay Leno in so long. He sounds so old.
Did you see the recent footage of him where like he fell down and his whole face got like beat up looking? Like he must have rolled. I think he rolled down a hill. And then there were these rumors that were saying that wasn't true. He didn't fall down. That the mafia went and tracked him down and beat him up over something. And
Conan like, O'Brien, yeah.
Oh, is that what it is? Are we just now finding out that Conan O'Brien is a crime boss? That's pretty freaking awesome.
There's a French woman named Anne who was reportedly deceived by a scammer. The scammer was pretending to be Brad Pitt. Woman sent about $850,000 to a user who was relying on AI images to create this celebrity persona online.
Did you see some of the images? Like, they use AI to make Brad Pitt look like he was in a hospital, like in a hospital bed. And it's just, like, so trippy.
She thought it was the real Brad Pitt, and he had apparently convinced her that he was unable to access his money for medical treatment due to his divorce from Angelina Jolie.
This seems all very believable.
And poor Anne said, quote, "I'm not used to social media, and I didn't really understand what was happening to me. I've never harmed anyone," end quote. Mm.
Except for your ex-husband that you left for fake Brad Pitt. I don't feel all that bad for her.
That is wild.
Imagine being the husband. Like, imagine, okay, Dan, like, not that Linda would do this. I know she's very bright. But what if she came home and was like, "I'm going to have to leave you." And you're like, "Why?" And she's like, "Well, I've been talking to Brad Pitt on social media, and he loves me, and I love him. And he also needs a bunch of money, and I have to go through, like, a Turkish bank to be able to send it to him."
Let's reverse this and say that it was me in a relationship with Sabrina Carpenter, because she has been sending me messages on Facebook.
Has she?
Yeah, and she said, "Hi, lover. I just want to know I appreciate your fandom. Can you send some money, please?"
And you just keep doing it.
Yeah, I was like, man, we're in a relationship now.
You mean I'm in a relationship with Sabrina Carpenter too?
Oh, man!
She said, "You look cute. Would you like to talk?" And I clicked on a link and put the credit card information. I'm not sure why, but I guess it's just something they do for a security check. Yeah. That is insane. Like, the things that people fall for. Like, part of me, I feel kind of bad, but also it's like, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He has a record of 11 wins, 10 losses, and 2 ties in 2025. One more chance to play Beat Migs this morning, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play the game at 8:50.
The Daily Migs.